The first time I attended the Jaipur Literature Festival in India, I showed up fashionably dressed at the inauguration party without a cap. I thought my pedestrian cap would ruin my outfit at the glamorous do at the Ram Bagh Palace Hotel. But the party was open air and I froze my head off. Later, I encountered a Bengali writer in the writer's lounge. He was swaddled in sweaters and, of course, a monkey cap. I congratulated him about an award he had won recently. He nodded absently, peered up at me and mumbled, "It's so cold here." The Bengali in winter is a cultural trope, some would say a cultural joke. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Though the winters of Kolkata are temperate at best, temperatures hovering between 55 and 75 degrees, the Bengali dares not risk the chill. He muffles up in sweaters, cardigans, scarves, and the infamous monkey cap. There's no snow in these parts, but every Bengali mother knows the peril of heem or dew. Heem falling on your head at night is akin to a death knell for the fragile Bengali. And yet, in my memory, it is our winter of content, made glorious by sundry things. Winter in these parts has a sound of its own. The quilt fluffer man comes around twanging, offering to fluff quilts that have been sunned, ready for our wintry nights when temperatures might fall to a chilly 60 degrees. Vendors appear with Joy Nogurir Moa, their sing-song voices selling the only in-winter delicacy, a soft, crumbly ball of parched rice and jaggery, densely sweet, studded with raisins and nuts. The produce market is bursting with vegetables, mustard greens, radishes, young garlic greens, mounds of peas and broccoli. The government-owned meat shop starts stocking not just chicken and mutton, but also curry cut, duck and turkey. At my local market, the gur seller beckons me over and offers clay pots filled with nolen gur, the first sap of the date palm, golden and sweet. Each year, he tells me, it's better than the one from the year before. Each year, I nod. Every season comes with its rituals. These are the rituals of winter, its gifts. But the greatest gift winter gives us is the temperature. Summers are blisteringly hot and sweaty. Monsoons are wet and sticky. Winter is the one season which encourages us to be outdoors. Of course, before the dreaded heem starts falling. Makeshift badminton courts spring up on lanes, sometimes with lights strung along the side. It's the season for the office picnic and the neighborhood sports meet. Even the LGBTQ plus rainbow pride walk happens in winter. It used to happen in June or July in tune with the original pride marches in New York and San Francisco. But organizers quickly realized at that time it was either sweltering or pouring. Winter's mellow sunshine is much more conducive to marching. And this is the time the migratory birds show up. There are the feathered kinds coming all the way from Siberia. But there are the two-legged versions as well, making their annual pilgrimage home from London and San Jose and Bengaluru. The clubs are jolly with ho-ho Santas, the lines for plum cake are long, and Christmas lights are up on the streets. But now the winters are shrinking. They come later and leave earlier. Sometimes they're gone by the time the quilts are pulled out of storage and set out in the sun. People nostalgically remember winters of old when mothers sat in the afternoon sun knitting sweaters. Now, it's too warm to do that. This year has been an exception. Kolkata has been shivering for days, with temperatures dropping to 50 degrees in the city and lower beyond. Even the street dogs are wearing raggedy sweaters. But this is a different kind of cold than the ones we grew up with. With AQI levels shooting up to the 200s and 300s, the air is consistently unhealthy. Vehicular emissions, construction dust, and biomass burning are the main culprits. The days are sunless, the city cloaked in grey. Kolkata's air turns toxic, but no one seems bothered. Though people complain about hacking coughs, itchy throats and teary eyes. Once the great gift of winter in a city like Kolkata was it allowed us to enjoy the outdoors. Now, as the AQI levels cross 300, the very air outdoors feels far more dangerous than the hymn our mothers used to warn us about. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.